We're back right here on Giants.com at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. I'm John Schmelken. Today's Giants Insider is NFL Insider for CBS Sports, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, a longtime coach and executive in the NFL. That's Pat Kerwin.
Good to see you.
Thanks for joining us. Giants at number 10 in this draft. A lot of talent. Who do you think won't be on the board when the Giants go with 10? Let's start there.
Bosa will be gone. At least two quarterbacks will be gone, which is good for you. The more quarterbacks that go ahead of you, the more good players will fall to you and maybe create some of the, you know, opportunity for needs to be satisfied. At least one of the offensive tackles will be gone. Maybe Stanley will be there. It'll be close for him. So two or three defensive rushers, two quarterbacks, and then all of a sudden you're up.
Okay, and let's talk about who you think might be a good fit. Let's start on the defensive side of the ball first, specifically on the defensive line. Giants trying to improve their pass rush. Who could be potential targets for the Giants at 10?
You know, if you asked me this question 15 years ago, I wouldn't have said the name I'm going to say, but I might say it now because I think you're better or bigger risk takers. The Noah Spence kid, if he passes the eyeball test with the interviews, I can just tell you from being at the Senior Bowl, he was the best pass rusher. And he might be the best pass rusher in the draft. And if he had a clean record, he might be a top three player.
Wow.
So I look at how many plays they make behind the line of scrimmage in the last 2 years. Here's a guy that made like 65 plays behind the line of scrimmage. And you need a dynamic rusher. Because if you don't get a guy that they're going to turn the protection to, it's really a problem for the whole defense. Because Spags and those guys won't be able to figure out the stunt game. They won't be able to figure out the pressure games. Once you know which way the protection goes, everything else falls into place. So you better get a guy like that.
All right, and then I want to talk very briefly about Ezekiel Elliott. He obviously had a very good combine here running on Friday. What's the chance that overall, top grade, he's the best player on the board when the Giants pick at 10?
Well, I think he could be. I mean, this is a guy that you can ensure by your scheme that he's going to touch the ball 20-plus times a game. Now, no one gives the guy the ball anymore at 23, 24 rushes. Those days are over. But between his receiving skills, so yesterday I went through all the guys that are at this combine that have the ability to be a third down or a three down back, and there's only eight of them that have those receiving skills. So ask yourself the question, did he have at least 1,000 yards rushing last year, and has he caught over 50 passes in his career? So I interviewed Ezekiel. He's number eight on my list of full, complete guys. He's the best of the group, but he has only 54 catches. We have guys with 120 catches, the next version of Shane Vereen. But Ezekiel Elliott can play all three downs, and he might not be there.
Final question, is there somebody that you think people aren't talking about yet that you think might start rising that could be in the mix at 10 that maybe we haven't heard about quite yet?
Oh, in the mix at 10. Well, I don't think the Alabama back will be there at 10. He's going to be, everyone thinks the second round, he's going to creep into the bottom of the first round. I have an explosion number. I always take the basically the following three tests: the vertical leap, the standing broad jump, and the bench press. You combine those numbers, and I've been doing it for 20 years. And if you get to 70 of those three tests, you have the explosion to be an excellent player in the NFL. And it works out more often than not. He hit a 70. Only two backs hit a 70. He's one of them. So I think that guy, and I think his receiving skills are better than people think. And when you work him out yourselves, you're going to find out that he can catch the ball better than everyone says he can. He also dunked a basketball in sixth grade.
That's not too bad. Pat, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us. Pat Kerwin, Sirius XM, NFL Radio, CBS Sports. We thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time on Giants.com.